Today's Shir is a Masechet Nedarim on Daf Nun Ches. We will begin on the last line of Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, at the beginning of the line with the words Ela Min Hado Desanya. The Gemara here is referring back to the Shiloh that we had in yesterday's Shir, which we can find three lines after the Gemara begins on this Amud. Yishmol Ishkvar Yama V'Amrila Ishkvar Di Yama. Hela b'yadai, he had their atup shatim in hela b'yadai. Either the run says he raised this shaila, that's what it means, he had it in his hand, or Tosa says that he brought the actual onion, which he had a question on, into the base of Medrash to discuss this shaila. And what was the shaila about this onion? Botzel she ikroi b'shvias. He uprooted this onion in Shemitah, v'natoy b'shminis, and he replanted it in the eighth year, following the seventh year of Shemitah, v'rabu gidulov al ikroy. And the onion itself became enlarged. There were extra leaves now on the onion, or new onions formed in a clump around the original ones. V'hachi kamibayle, and this was the shiloh of Yishmol Ishkvar Yama, or, as some say, it was Yishmol Ishkvar Di Yama. His shiloh was, Gidulav Heter V'ikroi Osir, do I say that which the onion became enlarged, or there were more onions, the extra new growth is considered heter, and the original root that was from the Shemitah year, that was Isser. V'kivin the rabba gidulav mi'ikroi, and since now there is more of the enlargement than the original root, oysen gedule heter, malin es Isser, the gedulem, the extra growth, is permitted, and it will be mevatel the iser oiloi, or do I say that the gedulin are not mevatel the iker? And on this shaila of Yishmoel Ishkvar Yama, there is a fundamental machlokes between the Run and the Rush in yesterday's sugya. The Run says that actually the Gemara here has two shailas about the onion. The shaila is whether the gedulim are iser or heter. And whether, the second shaila is, whether the gedulin are mevatel, the original root, the original iser. And the Run says that these two shailas of the Gemara are dependent one on another. If I say that the new growth is part, it's coming from the original root, and therefore it's considered part and parcel of the original root, then it too will be Isser. And if it is Isser, then it cannot be Mevatel, the root. It's Isser with Isser together. The only time we find Bittel is Isser that became mixed up together in Heter. And here, if I consider the new growth of the eighth year as being part of the original root, because the new growth is coming from that original root, it's not considered an independent entity, so just like the root is usher, it too will be usher, and therefore will not be able to mevatel. On the other hand, if I consider the new growth of the eighth year to be considered independent from the original root, then it will be considered heter, and it will be able to be mevatel the isser if it has a shishim, if it has 60 times connected the original root of isser, it will be able to mevatel it. So although the Run points out, the Gemara only speaks about whether the Gedulim can be Mevatel the Isser, but really there are two Shilas involved in that one Shila. A, are the Gedulim considered Isser or Heter? And subsequently, as a result of that first Shila, we will have a second Shila. Do I say that the Gedulim will be Mevatel the Iker? If I consider the Gedulim Heter, they could be mevatel the Isser. If I consider the gedulin Isser, they will not be able to mevatel the Isser. However, the Rush learns not like the Run, and the Rush says it's a dover pashut in the Gemara that the Gemara considered the gedulin to be separated from the Iker, And the Gemara merely had a shaila l'inyan bittul, as it would seem to be the pashtus of the Gemara, because the Gemara only mentions that one shaila. The Ran's pshat is a little difficult. According to the Rush, it's very simple. We only have one shaila. Is the heter mevatel the yisur, or is it not mevatel the yisur? But certainly the gedulin are considered heter. If the gedulin are considered heter, according to the Rush, so why, in fact, is there a shaila? Why should it be different than anywhere b'chol atar kula that heter is mevatel the yisur? On this, the Rishonim say many different reasons, and the Rush's reason is because it is not considered that the Isser is Nisariv in the Heter. The Isser, the Iker, the root, maintains its own identity. It's not totally mixed up within the Gedulin, and therefore, when do you say Heter is Mavat L'Isser? That's when the Isser is Nisariv in the Heter. But here, where the Isser has its own unique character, and it is Mufrad from the Gedulin, therefore, perhaps here we will not say that Heter is Mavat L'Isser, so it's merely a shail according to the Rush in the halachas of Bittel Isser. And we should point out, it'll be Negei the Gemara later, that the whole Shaila of Rabbi Shmuel Ishkar Yama is only something like an onion where it's Ein Zare Kola, where the original seed, the original root is not, does not disintegrate. And since it does not disintegrate, there is a Shaila whether the Gidul is part of the Iker, and it is also according to the Run, runs Mahalach in the Gemara, and it will not be able to mevatel the Iker, or whether I say that it is independent, even though the Zaroy is a Nikola, and it will be able to be mevatel the Iker. And now let us begin with the Gemara's Raya, that you are able to say that the Gedula mevatel the Iker. The Gemara attempted a few proofs yesterday, which the Gemara remained unresolved with the Shaila. The Gemara slugged up all the possible terutzim, and now the Gemara is going to bring a possible proof from a Brisa. Elamin Ador, let us bring a proof from the following Brisa, the Sanya we learned in a Brisa. Shimon Oimer, as we turn to Daf Nun Ches Amid Aleph, called Dover Sheish Lamatirin, Rav Shimon said a rule. There is a difference between a Dover Sheyesh Loi Matirin and a Dover She'ein Loi Matirin, something which will become mutter. Let's say Chometz BePesach, where after Pesach is over, the Chometz will become, that Isser Chometz will go away after Pesach. Or we're going to see examples here in the Gemara, Tevel, Maaser Sheni, Hegdish, where you could be paid to Maaser Sheni and Hegdish. You are able to do something whereby the Isser will be removed. That is called a Dover Sheyesh Loi Matirin. So Rav Shimon said a rule that called Dover Sheyesh Loi Matirin can go in Tevel. For example, Tevel, that's grain, which Trumas and Maitras have not yet been taken from the grain, and that Tevel, as the Ran explains, was Nisarev Bechulin. So that is the Dover Sheyesh Loi Matirin. Says the Run, why? The second line of the Run, Sheyochel Hafrish B'makom Acher, because he can separate from another place. What the Run is pointing out is, of course, he cannot separate from the mixture of Tevel into Chulin, because he may be taking from the Chulin and giving Meiser on the Tevel, and you're not allowed to give Meiser from the Ptur Alachiyav. The Tevel has a Chiyav, and the Chulin has already had Meiser taken from it, so it is something which is no longer obligated in Meiser. So then the Trumas of Meisers will not work. But you can be Mafrish from another place on this mixture. So therefore, it's called Adover Sheyesh Loi Matirin. U Meiser Sheni VeHegdish, or Meiser Sheni VeHegdish, that got Nisarev in Chulin, they also have a heter, because you can be part of them. The Chodosh, and Chodosh that got mixed up, in non-Chodosh, it also has a heter, as the Ran says, Sha'oimer Matiroi. The Korban Oimer is Matir, permits the Isser of Chodosh, anything that grew before the second night of Pesach. So in all these cases where there is a heter to the iser, loy nos nubohen chachamim shir, the chachamim did not give an amount that can be mevatel the iser. If the iser got mixed up with the heter, we don't say it's batel b'shish. We don't say that it's batel, as we're going to find soon, that there are things that are batel in 100 or in 200. But rather, it is usr afilu b'mashu. There is nothing that can be mevatel, something that stands to become mutter. What is the reason for this? So Rashi in Bay and Daf Gimel Amud Beis tells us a pashut asvara, ad shetechlenu b'isur, techlenu b'heter. Why should I come on to the din of bittel when I can wait and the thing will become mutter by itself? Therefore, we will not use the ability of bittel to be mevatel iser. We'll wait it out until the iser becomes corrected by itself. The run earlier, Ba'arichas on Daf Nunbeis, a long run, told us that the concept of bittel is one of contrasts, and the contrast is either in the physical item itself, or it is in the iser v'heter of the items that get mixed together. Since there is a contrast, if there's enough of one over the other, there's enough heter over the iser, and either it's min b'she'enoi minoi, it's not physically the same, or even if it is min b'minoi, but one is usser and one is mutter, so then the halacha is that bittel is possible. However, if we have a dover she'esh loy matirin, and it is min b'minoi, says the Ran, so it's the same item, meat with meat, min b'minoi, and the iser is eventually going to go away by itself, it's a dover she'esh loy matirin, I can be mafrish on the tevel, I can be part of the Maishasheni and Hegdish. I can wait till the Korban Oimer to Matur Chodesh. So since these Isurim are going to wait, it's not considered to be Isur, but rather it's only a temporary Isur. A temporary Isur we're going to treat as Heter. So both Min B'minoi, based on the physical status of the two items, there's no contrast. As far as the Isur, the Heter of the two items, it's considered as also no contrast. And therefore, Loinasu Ben Chacham Shir, there is no Shir, because there is no contrast according to the run. However, if it'll be min b'she'enoi minoi, so then there is a contrast. And by min b'she'enoi minoi, then it will be, the halacha will be that b'enoi minoi, it'll be b'nois and tam. It'll be 1 in 60. If I don't taste anything of the iser, einichanami, then it will be mutter. If it will be min b'minoi, however, then there is no difference in the physical status. There's no difference in the iser status. If it's a davar she'esh loy matirin, then the din is b'mashehu. So that's the first halacha of Rab Shimon. Kol davar she'esh loy matirin, k'gon tevel, ma'aser she'ni v'hegdish, v'chodesh, loy nasu b'hem chachamim shir. But then he says the second halacha. V'chol davar she'ein loy matirin, but something which, when it is usser, it remains usser, and there's no way to get rid of the isser. Kigoin, for example, truma utrumas meiser, which a levi has to give to a kayit, and challah. Now these three things, although the run points out, afal gav d'matzil shuli alayu, even though he could be matur neder on these three, but kiven deleka mitzvah lemevet hachi, there's no mitzvah to this. If a person makes a neder, there's a mitzvah to go to a chacham and try to be oikered in neder so that he will not come to transgress the neder. But by these three, matnas kohune, matnas levim, there is no mitzvah to try to remove the status of the trum and the trumas meiser. So therefore, although it is possible to get it nullified, so the Ran says, since there's no mitzvah to do it, therefore it's not called a davar she'esh loy matirin. So once you have an iser of trum and it got mixed up with non-trum or trumas meiser, v'chalada got mixed up, v'orla, and the first 3 years of a fruit tree, where that fruit is not permitted to be eaten, nuklaya kerem, and the klayim of a vineyard that is mixed with grain. These are all Isurim where there's no heter. So here, Nastu Ben Chachamim Shir. Here the Chachamim gave a Shir. As the Ran explains, that if it's min b'minoi, even though physically it's the same, but since, as far as the halachic status of Isser v'Heter, they are not the same, therefore there is a possibility of having a bittel. And the Ran explains, by truma, trumas meiser chala, the shir by min b'minoi will be 1 in 100. By orla and klaya kerem, the shir will be 1 in 200. And by min v'she'enoi minoi, by adover she'enoi matirin. So it comes out, it's not the same physically. It's a min b'she'enoi minoi. It's not the same halachically, because it is iser and heter. So then the shir is b'nois and tam, 1 in 60. This is the klal that Reb Shimon put down by dover she'enoi matirin and dover she'enoi matirin. On this klal, Amru Loi, the Chachamim said to Reb Shimon, I will show you a Yotzei min haklal. I'll show you a halacha that does not fit into your rule. V'aloi Shviyis by Shmita, Ein lo matirin. Once something is also with the Isser of Shmita, there is no way to get rid of the Isser. It is Ein lo matirin. And according to your rule, if it got mixed up in non-Shviyis, fruits, grain, it should be bottle 1 in 60, and yet v'loy nostu bo chacham shir chacham did not give a shir, even though it's a dover she'en lo matirin. So your rule seems to be wrong. How do I know this is correct that the chacham did not give a shir? It's not. We learned in the Mishnah in Masechta Shviyis, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, Hashviyis oiseres kol shehu b'mina. That the Shemitah prohibits everything with a mashu. In other words, nothing is mevatel when the Ran says there's two cases. Either a teruvis of Peres Heter with Shemitah fruit, or an onion of the sixth year that came into the seventh year. Our Shiloh of Rabbi Yishmael Ishkar Yama was when the seventh year had Gedulin in the eighth year. And that's the Shal of Agamor, whether the eighth year Gedulin are Mevatel the Iker, the root of Isser. Here we are speaking about the opposite. You have a Heter root, but it grew in the eighth, in the seventh year as well. It started out to be a root in the sixth year, and then it was planted in the seventh year. So the halacha is, says the Mishnah, Oiser is kol shu b'mino. So here you have a case of Shemitah where it's a davar she'ein loy matirin. And according to you, Reb Shimon, it should be bought till 1 in samach. It's not a case of orla, klaya kerem, of truma, trumas ma'aser chala. So in this case, it should be, according to you, rule, about davar she'ein loy matirin. It should be, since there's iser v'heter involved, it should be batel in samach. And yet, the Mishnah there in Shvi says that there is no bittel. It's also b'kol shu. And it is aser b'mina. It is aser b'mina because it's a case of min b'minoi. And according to your rule, it should be mutter b'samach, and yet there it says it's not. Amar Lohan said Rab Shimon to the Chachamim, Afani lo yamarti. The Vilna Gaon and Oisalf takes away the words afani. The Ran has a different girsa here, and he says af heim lo yamru. With Chazal, when they said this halacha, they were only speaking about ela labir. You have to know what halacha of Shmitu you are referring to. That halacha over there, which says that Shemitah Asus B'kol Shu, is speaking about legabe the din of beer. What is the din of beer? The pasuk says, "Ulvehem tochol lachayir shebar tzecha, tia kol tuasal lachol." That to the behem and the chay in the field, all your tuah should be to eat. From this pasuk, Chazal darshan that as long as the fruits are found available to the animal and to the chayah, then it's mutter to be in your house. But once it becomes prohibited, once it is not available to the behemen chaya in your field, then you have to remove it from your house. You cannot leave it in your house and eat it in your house. What do you do with it then, once you do beer? So we have various shitas. Rashi and the Ramban are of the opinion that you have to be mafkarit. And then you yourself, once you were mafkarit, anybody could take it, so you yourself could take it back. There is a difference between Rashi and the Ramban. The Rashi holds you have to be mafkarit specifically in a place where there are chayis. And according to the Ramban, you can be mafkarit even in front of people and not in front of chayis. The Rambam Shita and a similar Shita, the Ravid holds, that you're not mafkarit, but rather you are ma'avit beid, you destroy any fruits of Shemitah that you had in your house once those fruits are not available anymore to the Chaya in the Sodom. So Legabe Beer explains the Ran. There the halacha is that it is considered a dover sheyesh loy matirin, because we're speaking about before the beer takes place. So just like we said, there's a dover sheyesh loy matirin on an iser, which eventually by itself will become mutter, like all the cases that we had before. So too, something that's mutter now, and it's later going to become usur, like in the case of fruit before it is manabir. So fruit before it is manabir, right now it's mutter. So right now, if that fruit got mixed up with non-shmita fruit, so right now it's called a dover sheyesh lo matirin. Dover sheyesh lo matirin. Reb Shimon says, my rule is that a fila be'alef lo batel. You have to treat that whole mixture as if it's perishvius, and you're going to have to eat it up before it is mana beer. Otherwise, it'll become us. You'll have to be mafgrid. You'll have to destroy it, according to the Rambam. Continues the Gemara, says Rav Shimon, aval achila. But if we're speaking about achila, says the Ran, what does that mean? After it is mana beer, if the perishmita, which are now usser because of the time of beer has come, they got mixed up with non-perishmita. So now we're talking about where you're not allowed to eat it. So then, in fact, these perishmita have a status of davar she'ein loy matirin. Davar she'ein loy matirin is benois and tam. Then in the chanami, this follows my shita, that a davar she'ein loy matirin, which is the status of shmita, after this manabir, when they become usser, then in the chanami, the mixture is totally in nice and tam. If there is a taste, if it's less than 1 in 60, it'll be usher. And if it's bottle 1 in 60, then it will be mutter. So what is the Gemara trying to prove from this halacha? So first of all, the Run tells us that the din will be that both La'achar's manabir, when it becomes osur, bein b'minan, bein shaloi b'minan, it'll be benois and tam. Because now it has a halacha la'achar's manabir of davar she'ein loy matirin, and therefore it doesn't matter whether it's min b'ein minoi, whether it's min b'minoi, we will say bittel with 1 in 60, with the halacha of nois and tam. The raya that the Gemara wants to bring from this halacha of Reb Shimon is that we see that the gedulin are not considered as part of the ikr to be like it. Because if I were to say that the sixth year going into the seventh, that the gedulin are like the ikr, then the gedulin in fact will be heter. You're saying over here that it's only batel if it's 1 in 60. But if it's less than a ratio of 1 in 60, it will not be batel, which means that the heter, here the heter is the ikr. And the gedulin are the iser. The gedulin are growing in the seventh year. It's a ikr of sixth year that was planted in the seventh year. So the gedulin are the iser. So if there's enough of the ikr to mevatel the gedulin, 1 in 60, then it'll be mutter. But if there's not enough of the ikr to mevatel the gedulin, 1 in 60, then the whole mixture will become usser. The ikr will also become usser. But if I say that the gedulin always follow the ikr, they're part and parcel of the ikr, so then the gedulin should be the mutter lechatchila, without bittel. They're part of the ikr. The ikr is from the sixth year, it's mutter, then the gedulin should be mutter as well. Elamai Yavaraya, that the Gedulin are not part of the Iker. The Gedulin are Usser. And the Iker will only be Mutter if the Iker can be Mevatel 1 and 60, the Gedulin. So Lachar we have a Raya to our Shiloh. Says the Gemara, Vidil Mohanami Lachumr Shani, just like we had in yesterday's Shir, that perhaps we will be Machmer, our Shiloh is if we're Makel. If the Shiloh, our Shiloh is from year 7 to year 8, where there, if we say the Gedulin are separate and they can be Mevatel the Iker, that's a Kula. Who says you say that? Maybe there you don't go Lakula. I, our Gemara over here, our Gemara is for Karet, our Gemara is a Chumrah. Our Gemara is from the 6th year going into the 7th year. That I say the 7th year is not part of the Iker, that we don't say the Gedulin are Mutter. And therefore, the only way that this mixture can remain Mutter is if the Isser is Mevatel, if the Iker, the root is Mevatel the Gedulin, and if the Iker is not able to have 60 against the Gedulin will not become Batel to the Iker, and the Gedulin remain Usher, but that's only because it's a Chumrah. When it's a Chumrah, then I say the Gedulin are not part and parcel of the Iker, and they can make trouble for the Iker if the Iker is not large enough to Mevatel the Gedulin. But if it's 7 to 8, where there the Iker is Isser, and the Gedulim are Heter, perhaps over there I'm not makel to say that the Gedulim are separate and they have a power to be Mevatel the Iker 1 in Samach. Maybe there I will not be makel. You cannot bring a Raya from this case because here we're being Machmer. Elamin Adorah Gemara wants to bring a different Raya, Pashta. Let's be Pashat your Shiloh from a different Mishnah. This Nun, we learned in a Mishnah which we had before, Bitzolim Sheyordu Aleihem Gishamim, if there were onions, and this is speaking about onions from the 6th year, and rain went on them, Vitzomcha, and they grew into the 7th year. So now, if they received nourishment from the Karka, it would come out that they have in it components of Isser from Shemitah. So, Im Hoya Olin Shalahan Shchayrin, we have a physical sign to see if they had any yinika, any nourishment, any nutrients from the ground of Karka of Shemitah of the 7th year. If the leaves were had a tinge of black, as Duran explains, it's not speaking about that they're mamish black, but they have a little tinge of blackness which shows that they had a good nourishment from the ground, and the ground has given nutrients into these plants, and this is a ground of the 7th year. The halacha is that they are asurin, hoiriku mutarin. But if they were green, in other words, they did not have nutrients from the ground, and rather they grew on through the air, they grew from their own nutrition and not from the ground. So then the halacha is that they are mutter, because there's no mixture in this plant of anything to do with Shemitah. But if there is a mixture because they are tinged black, so then they will be osur. Rab Chananya ben Antigna Soimer, there's a different way to see if they had nutrients from the ground. Im yuchal litloish ba'olun shalahen asurin. If you're able to grab on to the leaves and pull them out, then they are osur, because as the Meforshim explained here, that he's arguing on the Tanakama. You don't have to wait until they get a dark tinge, but by the mere fact that you can grab onto them and they don't break, if they did not have good nutrients from the ground, they would crumble when you would pull them out of the ground. If they come out of the ground with their all in their leaves intact, that's a ride that they did have nutrients from the ground, and the halacha will be that they are usher because there's a mixture of Shemitah Karka in these plants. Ukenegdon. And the opposite halacha, in other words, if we're going from the 7th year to the 8th year, l'maytzoi shviyas mutart, if you're able to grab it from the ground. You're able to pull on these leaves and it will not crumble from the seventh year going to the eighth year. So that's a proof that they had nutrients. The new growth grew from the ground after Shemitah and not from Shemitah, and therefore they will now be mutter. As the Rush explains over here, that this kinegdon is not exactly equal to the ratio. Because it, when we're speaking from the sixth to the seventh, and the gedulim are shal iser, then they, as we learned in the Gemara before, certainly legabi the halach of beer, we learned that iser mechol shehain. It's a dover she'ein, she'yesh lan matirin. Right now, before the zman of beer, I can eat it. Dover she'yesh lan matirin is a filo be'elef loy bottle. So the iser will aser even with a mashu. However, if it's going from the seventh to the eighth, there the gidul will only be mevatel the iser of the seventh year if it is a roiv, if it's at least 1 in 60. So the Rush explains that kenegdon means each case according to the halachas which apply to that case. If we're speaking about from the 6th to the 7th, it'll aser with a mashu. If we're speaking about from the 7th to the 8th, it will be mevatel the iser with a roif. Lameimra, but should I say from this halacha, should this teaches us, l'chora, the gedulei heter malin asa iser. This last halacha of Rabbi Hananya ben Antignas, that kenegdon l'maitzoy shvius mutarim, means that we say that there is a roiv of gidul which can be mevatel the ikur of iser, but you see it, the way the Run learns this whole sugya, that the gidulin are considered a separate entity from the ikur, and they are mutter, and therefore they can turn around and be mevatel the iser. So l'chayra from here, we have a raya to our shayla. Says the Gemara, there's no raya, v'dilma b'meduchanin. When do I say that the gedulin are considered separate from the ikur? That's when he ground up the ikur. He didn't want to contaminate the gedulin from the ikur, so he ground up the ikur. And therefore, since they, as the run explains, the last run on the Amid, since they are muduchanin, since they are all ground up, they are not so potent, not so strong. And then I say that the gidul is not considered part of the ikur. Mashiyan kain, if it's a whole root, it's not ground up, then the gidul has its nutrition from the ikur. It is considered perhaps part of the ikur, and therefore legabe arshila, will the gidul be mevatel the ikur? The answer will be no. I over there, it is mevatel there. It's speaking about where I ground up, and the ikur was not so potent to say that the gidul is part of the ikur. In that case, only of meduchen, no raya to arshila. Element Adah, but perhaps we'll bring a raya from the following brisa. The Sunday we learned in the brisa, as we turn to Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, Hamanachish Makusi. If somebody is pruning together with a kusi, bechasoyos, which are in the onion and garlic family, oichel mehen achilas aroy, he is allowed to eat while he's working with the kuti. Achilas aroi from the chasoyoi. So Tosis explains here, why do we have to give the case of him working together with the kuti? Because normally Klal Yisrael separated themselves from the kuti. So he would not eat together with the kuti on a social basis. Here it's speaking about he was eating with the kuti by him because he was doing work for, he was pruning for the, and with the kuti. Now, the kuti were people who were Megayer, and there was a whole suffix about their Geirus, and they believed in Torah Shebiksav and not in Torah Shebapeh, and they are not considered trusted to give Trumas and Meisers. And the halacha is that the Jew who's working with the kuti can eat these onions and garlics as he's pruning, and achilas aroi, because since he has not finished the malacha, the halacha is that you're allowed to eat a temporary snack type of eating in tevel, kol zman shle nigmer malachta lemaisus, as long as it has not been stacked properly, put into silos, meruach miruach has not taken place. So until that time of a gemar malacha of the grain, of the items that you are handling, you are allowed to eat an achilas aroi, even though trumas and maishas have not been taken off this tfuwa. And the Ran explains, Achar, what's the chiddush here? Anyone who is working with such in such a situation would be allowed to eat achilas aroi. The chiddush is that I would think that maybe I should be choishish that this kuti took a plant that had already been completed its malacha for trumas and maaseres, where one would not even be allowed to eat achilas aroi, and he replanted it. So I say I'm not worried about that. Number one, because since the whole Meister, the Ran says on onions is only midrabbanan, so the rabbanan were not worried about it. And number two, who are the people who do the gemar malacha? Those are people who want to make their tefuah chayv and meister, that they can give trumas and meiseris. But a regular person was not so careful in doing that. So the kuti, who is suspected for not giving trumas and maaseris, we are not choshesh at this point that this grain, these items that he is dealing with, was previously brought to a state of gemar malacha. And continues the Mishnah umaisron. Continues the Braiso Maisron Vadai. We don't say that the Maiser that would be given from these crops would be Demai, would be Suffolk, but rather we are so sure that the Kuti did not give Trumas and Maiseris that you can be Maiserid Vadai, and it doesn't have any of the leniencies that a Suffolk of Demai would have. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Reimer continues the Braiser. Reb Shimon Elazar says, "Im Yisrael Chashal Shviyas." What happens if you're not working for a kuti, but you're working for a Yisrael who is suspected on not keeping Hilchas Shmita L'Maitzoy Shviyas at the end of Shmita, from the 7th year going to the 8th year, mutter, it would be permitted to eat things that grew into this 8th year, because certainly, says the Ran, that which grew into the 8th year is more than the Iker, and therefore it will be Mevatel, the Iker. The Ran brings down that others want to explain, Kimlon Dahyu, we know that it's speaking about, there was Roy Vainsark, says the Ran, that it's not necessary to learn that pshat, but you could say that we can assume that there is roiv of the 8th year gedulin more than the ikker of the shmita, and therefore it is mevatlet. And this lechayra would be a raya to our shaila. This is saying exactly that the 8th year gedulim, if there's a roiv, is mevatel the ikker, because it's an independent thing. It's not connected to the ikker, and therefore the gedulim can be mevatel the ikker. Lememra, to tell us, the geduli heter, ma'al and a sister, they can be mevatel the isser. So lechayra, this is a clear proof to our shaila. Says the Gemara, no, v'dilma bedavr shezari kola. As we mentioned at the beginning of this year, this whole Shiloh, which started on Nun Zayin Amid Beis, was only by onions, for example, where the Zera is not Kola. So then I could say that the Gedulin are part of the Iker. But maybe this Gemara, this Bryce over here, is speaking about something. It doesn't say onions. It's speaking about fruits, items where the seed does disintegrate, and therefore here is where we will say that the gedulin do not have a connection with the ikker and are considered a separate entity, and mimela they can be mevatel the ikker. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Hatanya, we learned in a brisa, the continuation of this brisa, elu and chasoyes. What exactly are chasoyes? These are chasoyes. Kigoin haluf, which is a type of onion in the family of onions. Hashum, garlic. Vabitsolim, and onions. So therefore we see clearly that it is not zarikola, because these items, the root, does not disintegrate. It says the Gemara, it's still no raya. Vidilma b'menduchanin. Maybe it's speaking about, as we learned on Ahmed Aleph, that he ground up the ikker. And when you ground up the ikker, that's the only time that the gedulin are not considered part of the ikker. But if it's a whole root, and he did not grind it up, then the gedulin perhaps are considered part of the ikker. So the Gemara says that's not a good way to deflect this raya, because chashed al shvius ktani, we learned that he is suspected on shvius, and the only person who would grind up the ikur would be someone who wants to get the growth of the eighth year permitted and not be considered part of the ikur, so he'll grind up the ikur. But a person who's chashed al shvius, why should he go through the bother of grinding up the ikur? He put in the ikur whole. And yet we say that the Gedulin are separate and they are Mevatel the Iker. The Rabbi Avraham in Ahor has an interesting shot here. He says the word Meduchanan comes from the word Dachi, which means heter. Maybe these are Metoran, maybe they're, these, how do you know it's speaking about a case here where there's a problem with Shmita Bechlal? And the Gemara answers, of course, There's a problem here with these crops, Negei Shvius, because it says about the guy that he is a Chashed al Shvius. The Jew here who he's working with is someone who is suspected on Shvius. So if he's suspected on Shvius, it means that it's not Tohar, it's not the fruits and vegetables, it's not things, grains that have no problem with Shmita, other Rabba. We have a question here of Shmita, and yet we say that the Gedulin are Mevatel the Iker. L'chayr, we have a good Raya. So the Gemara says, maybe I have a different way to deflect the raya. Vidilma b'taruvas, who told you it's speaking about over here, that it is the root of the seventh year that was planted in the eighth year, and the gedulin are roiv and are mevatel the ikker. Maybe it's speaking about a classic case of tvua of the seventh year that got mixed up with tvua of the eighth year. There's a taruvas. We're not speaking about gedulin and ikker. So the Gemara says, no, hamenachesh ktani. It says over here that they're pruning. So it's mashma that the crops did not have a chance yet to get mixed up one with the other. They have not been collected. They're on the field, they're pruning. And it's mashma that the shiloh over there was before there was an actual taruvus. And therefore, we have to say the shiloh was of an ikur that had gedulin at and the Gedulin are, in fact, Mevatel Deiker. So after the Gemara has exhausted all the different ways to try to deflect the Raya, the Gemara says, it would seem that we do have a good raya that the ikur is mevatel, the gedulim are mevatel the ikur. It is a separate entity, as the Ran learns, and it does have the power to mevatel the ikur if there's a roiv 1 in 60. Leimetavi teyufte the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoinesin. Perhaps on Nun Zayin Amid Beis in yesterday Shir, we learned that both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoinesin hold that the ikur affects the gedulin are usher, and they cannot be mevatel the ikur. L'chayre, from this brisa, we would seem to have a teyufta, an upshlug, on the shitas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoinesin, who spoke about klayim and orla, and they predicated their dinim in yesterday's shir based on the fact that the gedulim are considered part of the ikur. L'chayre, from the brice we just learned, it would seem that the gedulim are not part of the ikur. They are able to move out to the ikur. Says the Gemara, no, it's no kasha on Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoinesin. They have an answer. On Rabbi Yitzchak, shan yishvias. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoinesin can say that you have only brought a raya that the gidul is not part of the ikur and is mevatel the ikur concerning Shmita. We were discussing Orla and Kalayim. And Orla and Kalayim have different factors of Isser than does Shmita. Because by Shmita, Hoyl Visur al Yedei Karka, B'Telos Anami al Yedei Karka, as the Ran explains, the Pasuk in Vayikra Chav Hei Bey says, V'Shofso Ha'aretz, that the Shabbos L'Hashem, that the earth should rest a Shabbos for Hashem. So therefore, since the Isser of Shmita comes from the Oretz, B'Telosa al Yedei Karka. So the way to be Mevatel, that Isser, is also through the Karka. So in the eighth year, the Karka now is Mutter. That makes the Gedulin Mutter. And once the Gedulin are Mutter, they can be Marbe on the Iker. And even though that ikur last year during Shmita, the same ground made that ikur usser, but now in the eighth year, the ground is now not subject to Shemitah. The ground now makes the Gedulin Heter, and the Gedulin in turn can be Mevatel, the Isser Shemitah that was in the Iker. That's only by Shemitah. However, by Orla, where the Isser is dependent, as the Ran says, the Chesorin Zmangarm, it's not yet the fourth year, it's still the first 3 years, and there's still an Isser to eat these fruits. That's the Isser. So over there, the ground that is being matur, the Gedulin, following the third year, will not be mevatel the Isser, which was not caused by the ground, but was caused by a chesorin of zman, or by klayim. There the gedulin will not be mevatel the Isser. They'll be considered part of the Isser, because there it's not the karka that made the Isser, it's the taruvis, the mixture of klayim that made the Isser. Memela there, the gedulin, can through the karka cannot be mevatel the Isser, which comes through taruvis. So by Orla and Klayim, we can say that the gedulim remain part of the Isser. They are the Iker is Osir, the gedulim are Osir. The gedulim cannot be mevatel the Iker. The only place where we find the gedulim could be mevatel the Iker is where the Isser on the Iker comes from the ground. Then I can say the same ground can be mevatel the gedulim, which in can be matur the gedulin, which in turn can be mevatel the ikker, and the whole growth from the ikker through the gedulin will be mutter. So what Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonis are trying to say is, don't bring me a raya from Shemitah. Shemitah is different. It's no raya to our case of Orl or Klayim, where there perhaps we will say that the gedulin remain usser and are not able to be mevatel the ikker.